When the blue of the night meets the gold of the day, someone
yes, it's Bing Crosby in the Kraft Music Hall with John Scott Trotter and his orchestra, Eugenie Baird, the Charioteers, Charles Henderson and the Kraft Choir, and the unusual and brilliantly gifted swing organist, Ethel Smith. Anything you'd like to add, Bing?
No, Ken, I think you've covered the course fore and aft. It's good to see that you're still at it in top form, and it's good, too, to be back in the old Kraft Music Hall for a new season with some new stuff. Got a little switch in tempo tonight, shall we say, with the accent on the moment musical. Kids have been to Paris, I see. Anyhow, here we go.
I got a gal who's always late. Anytime I catch up a date, but I love her. Yes, I love her. I'm fixing to sashay up to her gate, see if I can get it straight.
Gonna ask her.
Is you is or is you ain't my baby? Way you're acting lately makes me doubt. Yous is still my baby, baby. Seems my flame, your heart's done gone out.
That has always been strange. When you think you're sure of one, she's gone and made a change.
Is you or is you ain't my baby? Maybe baby's found somebody new. Or is my baby still my baby true? Yeah, who's been cutting me?
Is it still my baby, baby?
Seems my flame in your heart's done gone out.
Oh, blackout. Now a woman is a creature that has always been strange. When you're sure of one you find, she's gone and made a change and took my change. Yes, you is, if you ain't my baby. Maybe baby's found somebody new. Maybe baby's found somebody. Or is my baby still my baby too?
One of the debutantes in the hall this evening is a charming young lady. Black hair, Irish eyes, and a really gossamer touch with a song delivery. Certainly mighty happy to have her with us. And her name is Eugenie Baird.
And I'm sure mighty happy too, Bing. In fact, you couldn't possibly be as happy as I am.
Oh, I'm just as glad as I can be, Jeannie. Now, I know that you worked with Tony Pastor and you worked with Glenn Gray's great Casaloma band. How about knocking a tune with me, huh? Something like Always?
I'll be loving you always with a love that's true always.
When the things you've planned need a helping hand, I will understand. Oh.
not be fair.
When I'll be there, always. Not for just an hour, not for just a day, not for just a year,
I'm sure my colleague Carpenter has carried on well in KMH during my sabbatical, and I trust he will continue. Continue?
How often do you women hear something like this at your house? Say, Mom, is there anything around here to eat? Well, you're always able to say yes to that demand for snacks if you have a glass or two of the famous Kraft cheese spreads in your refrigerator. Those seven delicious Kraft spreads are real lifesavers when young folks trudge in hungry, particularly these days. You see, Kraft cheese spreads are point thrifty. For instance, it takes just 2 ration points a glass for any one of these 4 creamy kinds. Kraft pimento and olive pimento spreads, the zestful Kraft Roca, and Kraft relish spread with the tempting bits of sweet pickle all through it. Tomorrow when you're food shopping, look for the display of cheese spreads marked Kraft. When you buy these, you can make sure of getting tempting, nutritious dairy foods. Just the thing to spread for the family snacks and sandwiches.
This lovely day will lengthen into evening. We'll sigh goodbye to all we've ever had. Alone, where we have walked together, I'll remember April and be glad. I'll be content. You loved me once in April. Your lips were warm and love and spring were new. But I'm not afraid of autumn and her sorrow. For I'll remember April and you. The fire will dwindle into glowing ashes. For flames and love live such a little while. I won't forget, but I won't be lonely. I'll remember April.
A couple of years ago in Rio de Janeiro, I first had the pleasure of hearing a distinctively talented young lady. She was down there winning friends and making good neighbors by saying it with music. Ethel Smith is her name, and she's the organ-playing charmer that I'm sure we've all seen and enjoyed in the Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer picture, Meet Me in St. Louis.
Oh, you have been away, haven't you, Bing?
What you mean?
Sorry to disagree, but I'm not in Meet Me in St. Louis.
No?
Remember me? I'm the girl you saw in Bathing Beauty.
Oh, well, what's the difference? St. Louis, Bathing Beauty. Tico Tico is universal, especially when you play it. Could I hear it again?
Thank you.
Plenty cagey, Ethel. Really plenty cagey. We'll have some more of the same later when we get to our medley from Going My Way. Really a big ballad this year is the song called It Could Happen to You. Just do it that nice way you do it, Eugenie. This time I'll make it better by just listening, huh?
Hide your heart from sight. Lock your dreams at night. It could happen to you. Don't count stars or you might stumble. Someone drops a sigh and down keep an eye on spring. Run when church bells ring. It could happen to you. All I did was wonder how your arms would be.
Lush, Eugenie. Very lush indeed. Thank you. You know, when it comes to contriving close harmony, there's nobody any better than the Charioteers. And you got them right here.
Little David, play on your harp.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Little David, play
on your harp. Hallelujah,
little David,
play on your harp.
Hallelujah,
hallelujah.
Little David,
play on your harp. Hallelujah.
Little David was a shepherd boy. He killed a Goliath. Well, he shot for joy.
David, play on your harp. Hallelujah, hallelujah, David. Play on your harp. Hallelujah, David. Play on your harp. Hallelujah, hallelujah, David. Play on your harp. Hallelujah.
I done told you once. I done told you twice that sinners in hell for shooting dice.
Little David, play on your harp. Hallelujah, hallelujah, little David. Play on your harp. Hallelujah, little David. Play on your harp. Hallelujah, hallelujah, little David. Play on your harp.
Colorful arrangement. And here's a colorful character on some interesting angles on home economics, or as we say in the ETO, mess detail. I'm sure he has something he'd like to say right in here.
Not a very happy thing for a man to find in his lunchbox is a dry sandwich with a skimpy filling. So I'm going to aim this suggestion right at you sandwich makers. The 7 Kraft cheese spreads can help you a lot. Kraft cheese spreads, you see, are dairy foods. They're nutritious, they're moist, they're rich tasting, but the point cost is low. For instance, these 4 creamy varieties take just 2 ration points a glass. Kraft pimento and olive pimento spreads that make such rich-tasting sandwich fillings. Roca, the spread that's particularly zestful and is simply swell in a sandwich with a little salad dressing and lettuce. And the 4th one is Kraft relish spread, creamy smooth with chopped pickles all through it. Think how these delicious Kraft spreads can knock the monotony out of lunchbox sandwiches. and how they can save you not only ration points, but time. At room temperature, they all spread fast. So tomorrow at the food store, pick out several varieties of Kraft cheese spreads. The Kraft name on the label tells you you're getting a quality dairy food. Sandwich spreads made with the same care you'd use in your own kitchen.
And now, John Scott, if you'll sort of lead the way, Ethel Smith and I would like to kind of reminisce through a picture we both saw not long ago. You remember, Ethel, the first time you heard The Day After Forever? Easy, John, John. That's the way it was first heard in the story of Going My Way. It was a young girl trying to swing out with gestures on a melody intended as a simple, tender little love song.
Then you, Bing, went over it with her so she could discover its true meaning. And the song came out like this.
Tomorrow, I'll be whispering your name, and the day after forever, I know I'll do the same. May time or winter, won't let you out of sight, and the day after forever, we'll talk about tonight. Your laughter is a melody that I'll remember long. Be loving you, and then on the day after forever, I'll just begin again.
After all, the girl was very young, away from home, bewildered. There were two ways she might turn, two roads to take, and she had to be told which one was right.
And you told her the way to go in a song that pointed the moral gently but clearly. Do let us hear it, Bing.
I'd like to hear Going My Way, your way, Ethel.
Thank you.
Well, that tune had a wholesome effect on our girl, but another problem popped up. Seemed the kids around and about the neighborhood were cutting some capers that weren't exactly copacetic. It was up to some older friend to warn them about how they might grow up to be a mule or a fish or a crooner or a horse owner or something. Would you like to swing on a star? Carry moonbeams home in a jar and be better off than you are? Or would you rather be a mule? A mule is an animal with long, funny ears. Kicks up at everything he hears.
His back is brawny and his brain is weak. He's just plain stupid with a stubborn streak.
And by the way, do you hate to go to school? You might grow up to be a mule.
Or would you like to swing on a star? Carry moonbeams home in a jar and be better off than you are?
Or would you rather be a pig?
A pig is an animal with dirt on his face. His shoes are a terrible disgrace.
He has no manners when he eats his food.
He's fat and lazy and extremely rude.
But if you don't care a feather or a fig, you might grow up to be a pig.
Or would you like to swing on a star, carry moonbeams home in a jar, and be better off than you are?
Or would you rather be a fish?
A fish won't do anything but swim in a brook. He can't write his name or read a book.
To fool the people is his only thought.
And though he's slippery, that catfish still gets caught.
That sort of life is what you wish, hear me? Might grow up to be a fish. Kind of jumped up slippery fish, and all the monkeys are in the zoo.
Every day you meet quite a few.
That's what you do. So you see, it's all up to you. You can be better than you are. You can be swinging on a star. Finally, if you remember, there was not only a tune for youngsters, but one for the very old folks, too. One which, in our story, helped Barry Fitzgerald. It was an elderly Irish priest to live in dreams of his mother back in Ireland. Grand old Irish lullaby. Tooraloo, tooraloo. Hush, now don't you cry. Tooraloo, ra-la-la-la. An Irish lullaby. Before we close the hall this evening, just a word to the women who may be listening. The United States stands in great need of Army nurses' aides. Needs them badly, ladies. I've seen how overworked the doctors and the nurses are, up there where it's really important. They do all and more than seems humanly possible. I know your heart's in winning this war. Give it your hand, too, or better, a pair of hands. Hands dedicated to helping heal wounds, one in your defense. There's no way you could be more helpful to our boys and to become one of the urgently needed nurses' aides. Good night.
Craft Music Hall next Thursday at the same time with Bing Crosby, John Scott Trotter and his orchestra, Eugenie Baird, the Charioteers, Charles Henderson and the Craft Choir, and our special guest in New York, Frank Sinatra.
For mealtime variety and quick company treats, serve Pabstet, the delicious golden cheese food. Enjoy Pabstet's mellow cheddar cheese goodness in sandwiches and salads. Serve slices of Pabstet with fruit for dessert. Drench your egg and macaroni dishes with a smooth, appetizing Pabstet cheese sauce. Pabstet is nourishing, digestible, and children love it. Be sure to add Pabstet to your shopping list tomorrow.
Broadcasting Company.